The major sticking point for the National Union of Mine Workers, which represents South African construction workers, is a demand for a 13% increase in wages. Union spokesperson Lesiba Seshoka tells VOA the employer's offer of 10% is simply not enough because it barely covers inflation.
We would like to see a situation in which workers get the real increases, and from the 13% that we are asking for, the real increase is therefore 4.6, which we believe that will actually make a difference, particularly for workers who are earning as little as 2,600 rand a month.
Many of the workers who are expected to down tools from Wednesday are working on stadium construction for the FIFA 2010 World Cup and also related projects such as Gautrain, the rapid rail project that will service Johannesburg, Pretoria and the main international airport, OR Tambo. Some South Africans have accused the unions of using the World Cup to pressure South Africa. There is also concern that over the long term, international investors will be reluctant to invest their money in South Africa if the country fails to deliver its World Cup projects on time. But Seshoka argues that primary responsibility for timely delivery of these projects rests on the shoulders of the employers.
Why should it be workers and workers alone that are worried about the impact that the strike is going to have on our investment that happens in South Africa? We're simply saying those that actually benefit from that investment that comes with a successful 2010 must actually ensure that our workers benefit and the people of South Africa benefit.
The employers in the dispute are members of the South African Federation of Civil Engineering Contractors. Federation spokesperson Joe Campanella argues that 13% taken in conjunction with bonuses and other demands will make the overall package too expensive. Campanella tells VOA that if the strike goes ahead, the employers will do their best to ensure a timely completion of all World Cup projects, but decline to make any commitments.
These are obviously very technical considerations, and the deadlines are there, and once the work resumes, then one would hope to meet them. I can't really say more than that.
Union and Federation representatives continue meeting in an attempt to find a resolution to the dispute. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.